Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. A shootout in downtown Lansing leaves one man dead, another injured. Police were called to the area along East Michigan Avenue near Cedar Street around 1:45 this morning. That area packed with bars and restaurants. A 21-year-old man is now in stable condition after being shot by a 43-year-old man. Police say someone else returned fire, killing that shooter. Investigators are on the scene, though police say there's no ongoing threat to the public. Anyone with information is being asked to contact Lansing police. A delivery driver narrowly missed getting shot after being ambushed Friday night in Rochester. Here's News Radio 950's Zach Clark.
The man who is a contracted Amazon delivery driver said a red Dodge Dart began to chase him on Latika Road after the delivery man passed the Dodge. The victim pulled his vehicle over on Runyon Road just south of Stony Creek Metro Park. The Dart also pulled over and two white males got out of the car. The Amazon driver realized they both had semi-automatic handguns and attempted to drive away. But as he did, the pair fired between four and six shots. The vehicle was struck several times, but the driver was uninjured despite bullets coming within inches of striking him. The victim pulled into the Van Hoosen Museum parking area. The suspects are still on the loose, last seen driving eastbound on Tinkin. Zach Clark, WWJ News Radio 950.
A woman from Southfield who went missing almost a month ago near Traverse City may have been involved in a gunfight before she disappeared. The Benzie County Sheriff's Office says Adrienne Quintal told a family friend that she and two men got into a shootout at a residence the day she went missing. The 47-year-old Quintal told the friend that not only had she been shot at, but she shot one of the men in the face. That friend called police, who went to the house and found no blood or evidence of injury. They did find her phone, purse, and a handgun registered to Quintal. Anyone with information should contact police. It is flu season, and health experts say you should protect yourself from the virus. Dr. Zafar Shamoon, medical director at Dearborn Beaumont's emergency department, says the flu shot can keep you away from the horrible effects of the virus.
It triggers an inflammatory response, and the patients that we really look out for are the ones that are older, the ones that have chronic conditions, your diabetic patients, your cardiac patients, your asthmatic patients. And I also worry about the pregnant patients, especially high-risk pregnancies. So those are the ones I really worry about.
Shamoon says even if you don't have a chronic condition, a flu shot is important. Last week, Oakland County health officials reported a 69-year-old man died from the flu. The holidays are approaching. There's a definite chill in the air, especially bitter for Detroit's homeless. WWJ's Tom Jordan spoke to one man trying to make a difference.
Why do you, Dr. Chad Oddy, do what you do?
There's no money can buy a smile that you can put on somebody's face.
The plight of homelessness knows no seasonal bounds.
Because of the cold, no matter what the circumstances are, we don't turn anyone away.
That's Dr. Chad Oddy of the Detroit Rescue Mission. He needs help to help them.
People from all walks of life.
There is a cyclical nature to homelessness or drug addiction or alcoholism.
So we open our doors and we give them a second chance.
You have a matching program right now?
Yes. We have this matching grant that for every dollars we can match it for four.
Tom Jordan, WWJ, News Radio 950.
The Levin Comer Club was dedicated recently at the former Durfee Intermediate School building on Detroit's near west side. It's named for Detroit businessman and philanthropist Jim Comer, as well as longtime political brothers Sander and Carl Levin. Carl Levin says the school was part of his childhood.
It's an effort in a very modest way to do what we can to give back to a community which has given us a boost and to participate and really a new chapter, I believe, in the city and in the neighborhood.
This fifth location of the Metro Detroit Youth Club joins locations in Ferndale, Royal Oak, Southfield, and Washington Township, currently serving over 2,000 students a day. If you're ready to clear out your basement or attic of old electronics, News Radio 950's Rob St. Mary finds the Detroit Zoological Society wants them.
The Detroit Zoo says it'll take your old computers, printers, TVs, VHS, DVD players, cell phones, and other electronics between 11 and 6 on Friday. Meanwhile, the Belle Isle Nature Center in Detroit will take your old batteries and light bulbs for recycling also on Friday. The Detroit Zoo says it's all part of America Recycles Day and doing its part to help the environment by keeping those old electronics out of the landfills. Rob St. Mary, WWJ, News Radio 950.
A town hall being held in Macomb County about vaping and the risks it poses to children and teens. Care of Southwest Michigan will hold the town hall this evening from 7 till 8 p.m. Experts say 1 in 4 high school seniors and 1 in 5 sophomores admit to vaping, that number doubling from last year. Dozens of deaths have been linked to e-cigarettes in multiple states. Parents are encouraged to bring their children. For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune in to AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.